Turning your Bibles to the book of Matthew. Chapter 24. Book of Matthew and chapter 24. Jesus, in this chapter, has been answering three questions that the apostles put to him. They said, "Tell us when these things shall be. When shall be the destruction, the desolation of the city of Jerusalem and the temple? And what shall be the sign of thy coming and the end of this age?" So Jesus has set forth and proceeded to answer their questions. This morning we're looking at verses 27 through 31. We'll be in verse 31. But let's begin reading with verse 27. And this is concerning his coming. "For as the lightning cometh out of the east, and shineth even unto the west, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. For wheresoever the carcass is, there will the eagles be gathered together. Immediately after the tribulation of those days shall the sun be darkened, and the moon shall not give her light, and the stars shall fall from heaven, and the powers of the heavens shall be shaken. And then shall appear the sign of the Son of Man in heaven, and then shall all the tribes of the earth mourn, and they shall see the Son of Man coming in the clouds of heaven with power and great glory. And he shall send his angels with a great sound of a trumpet, and they shall gather together his elect from the four winds, from one end of heaven to the other." Jesus had said in response to the false Christ that would come, and many would say, "Lo, he is here, lo, he is there." He said, "Believe them not. Believe them not, for as the lightning cometh out of the east and shineth unto the west, so also shall be the coming of the Son of Man." In like manner, just as quick as the lightning comes, so his coming is going to be that quick. And just as all see that lightning, so shall all see the coming of the Son of Man be. You'll have no need. There'll be no time to go to your friend and say, "Lo, he's here. Lo, he's there." Because it's going to be quick. And not only that, they're going to have seen his coming. And he said, immediately after the tribulation of those days. In other words, his coming is going to put an end to the tribulation of those days. But immediately immediately at the end of that tribulation, that 7-year period of time, that 3.5 period of time since the abomination of desolation, seen standing where he ought not to stand in the holy place, the heavens will be rolled up as a scroll. The sun shall be darkened. The moon turned to blood, and the stars will be falling from the heavens as figs falling from a fig tree. And then, darkness over the whole earth, because the sun's not shining, and the moon's turned to blood, the stars are gone, the heavens are rolled up as a scroll. Then shall appear the sign of the Son of Man in heaven. Not on earth, in heaven. It's the sign. It's not the Son of Man, but it's the sign of the Son of Man. Then all the tribes of the earth shall mourn. Specifically, Israel was divided up by tribes. Specifically, they shall mourn. They shall look upon him whom they have pierced, and they shall mourn, they shall weep, they shall wail. But all peoples of the earth are going to wail. They're going to wail out of fear. For he's coming in power and in great glory. The verse that we're centered on today in verse 31 says, he shall send his angels with a great sound of a trumpet, and they shall gather together his elect from the four winds, from one end of heaven to the other. We want to look at Mark's accounting of the same event. Mark chapter 13 and verse 27, where we read this, just a little variation. And then shall he send his angels, and shall gather together his elect from the four winds, from the uttermost part of the earth to the uttermost part of heaven. In 70 A.D., the elect were scattered to the hills of Judea and to the four corners of the earth, scattered among all the nations. In this passage, at the second coming of Christ, they shall be gathered from all corners of the earth under heaven. Who are the elect? Who are the elect spoken of here? Remind you again whom Jesus is speaking to. Remind you again who asked Jesus these questions. There was the apostles. And who were they? They were Jews. They were Israelites. In the context, they are those who have a temple with a holy place. Are they not? Verse 15 said, and let him... I got to get back to Matthew. I'm still in Mark. Matthew 24:15. When ye therefore shall see the abomination of desolation spoken of by Daniel the prophet stand in the holy place. Where was the holy place? The holy place was in the temple. So these elect are those spoken of here who have a temple with a holy place. And also they are those elect who are in Judea. Verse 16 says, then let them which be in Judea flee into the mountains. They're Jews. They're Israelites. They're those who have a Sabbath. Verse 20 said, but pray ye that your flight be not in the winter, neither on the Sabbath day. They are the ones who the days are shortened for. In verse 22, he said, and except those days should be shortened, there should no flesh be saved. In other words, the tribulation of those days is going to be so great that if it was left go, all flesh would be destroyed upon the earth. If the days were not shortened. But for the elect's sake, those days shall be shortened. The ones mentioned so often in the Old Testament, and these Jewish disciples, they would have known. They would have known and understood. What Jesus was saying, what he was referring to. And at this point, in this juncture, they knew nothing about the elect among the Gentiles. He was speaking to Jews, and they would have understood it as of being of the Jews, because they knew nothing about the elect among the Gentiles. Turn with me to the book of Isaiah. The book of Isaiah in chapter 45. In verse 4, we read this, for Jacob my servant's sake. Who's Jacob? Israel. For Jacob my servant's sake, and Israel mine elect, I have even called thee by thy name. I have surnamed thee, though thou hast not known me. Let's compare that with what their forefathers were told in the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 7. Book of Deuteronomy, chapter 7, in verse 6. They are told here, for thou art an holy people unto the Lord thy God. The Lord thy God hath chosen thee to be a special people unto himself above all people that are upon the face of the earth. The Lord did not set his love upon you, nor choose you, because ye were more in number than any people, for ye were the fewest of all people. But because the Lord loved you, and because he would keep the oath which he had sworn unto your fathers, hath the Lord brought you out with a mighty hand, and redeemed you out of the house of bondmen from the hand of Pharaoh, king of Egypt. Yes, the people of Israel, the descendants of Abram, they were an elect people. They were a chosen people. That promise was given not only to Abram, but to Isaac and to Jacob. And he proceeded with Jacob to make of them a great nation, the nation of Israel. These that are chosen by God, the elect of God, as speaking to the Israelite, as speaking to the Jews, they might depart from him. And they did depart from him. But he would not forget his covenant with them. His covenant remained steadfast. His covenant remained sure. Turn with me to the book of Leviticus. The book of Leviticus in chapter 26. And look with me in this 26th chapter of Leviticus at verse 44. And yet for all that, when they be in the land of their enemies, when they be in the land of their enemies, 70 AD they were scattered into all the world. They're in the land of their enemies, the Gentiles. I will not cast them away, neither will I abhor them to destroy them utterly and to break my covenant with them, for I am the Lord their God. He is the Lord their God. He will not break his covenant. His covenant with them is sure and steadfast. Turn with me to the book of Jeremiah. The book of Jeremiah, in chapter 31, Jeremiah chapter 31, look with me at verse 35. Thus saith the Lord, which giveth the sun for light by day, and the ordinances of the moon and of the stars for a light by night, which divideth the sea when the waves thereof roar, the Lord of hosts is his name. He is the creator. He gives the ordinances of his creation. If those ordinances depart from before me, saith the Lord, then the seed of Israel also shall cease from being a nation before me forever. Thus saith the Lord, if heaven above can be measured, and the foundations of the earth searched out beneath, I will also cast off all the seed of Israel for all that they have done, saith the Lord. Can the heavens be measured? And the foundations of the earth, can they be searched out? No. For all this time, for all of creation, man has been learning about it, man has been searching them, and they still haven't searched them out. They can't be searched out. So shall Israel cease to be, he says. Though they do him wrong, the Israelites are still the chosen, the elect, the covenant people of God. He will not forget his covenant with them. Look with me at the book of Isaiah. The book of Isaiah in chapter 54. And read a few verses here, beginning with verse 4. He said in Isaiah 54 and verse 4, fear not, For thou shalt not be ashamed, neither be thou confounded. For thou shalt not be put to shame. For thou shalt forget the shame of thy youth, and shalt not remember the reproach of thy widowhood anymore. For thy Maker is thine husband, the Lord of hosts is his name, and thy Redeemer, the Holy One of Israel, the God of the whole earth, shall be called. For the Lord hath called thee as a woman forsaken and grieved in spirit, and a wife of youth, when thou wast refused, saith thy God. For a small moment have I forsaken thee. For a small moment have I forsaken thee. But with great mercies will I gather thee. In a little wrath I hid my face from thee for a moment. Just a moment. For a time. For part of time. But with everlasting kindness will I have mercy on thee, saith the Lord, thy Redeemer. For this is as the waters of Noah unto me. For as I have sworn that the waters of Noah should no more go over the earth, so have I sworn that I would not be wroth with thee, nor rebuke thee, for the mountains shall depart and the hills be removed, but my kindness shall not depart from thee, neither shall the covenant of my peace be removed, saith the Lord, that hath mercy on thee. The Lord is still going to have mercy upon them. Just for a time, just for a short while, has he set them aside. Now, in comparison, we turn to the book of Romans. The book of Romans in chapter 11. And in verse 1 of the 11th chapter of Romans says, I say then, hath God cast away his people? God forbid. For I also am an Israelite of the seed of Abraham, of the tribe of Benjamin. God hath not cast away his people, which he foreknew. Why ye not what the scripture saith of Elias? How he maketh intercession to God against Israel, saying, Lord, they have killed thy prophets and dig down thy altars, and I am left alone, and they seek my life. But what saith the answer of God unto him? I have reserved to myself 7,000 men who have not bowed the knee to the image of Baal. Even so then, at this present time also, there is a remnant according to the election of grace. Look with me at verse 25. For I would not, brethren, that ye should be ignorant of this mystery, lest ye should be wise in your own conceits, that blindness in part is happened to Israel until the fullness of the Gentiles become in. And so all Israel shall be saved, as it is written, there shall come out of Zion the deliverer, and shall turn away ungodliness from Jacob. For this is my covenant unto them, when I shall take away their sins, their iniquity. As concerning the gospel, they are enemies for your sakes. But as touching the election, they are beloved for the Father's sake. For the gifts and calling of God are without repentance. The gifts and calling of God are unchangeable. They are immutable. Malachi chapter 3, in verse 6, he tells Israel, he says, "For I am the Lord, I change not." In the book of Hebrews, turn with me to the book of Hebrews. The book of Hebrews, in chapter 6. And I think verse 18. Yes, verse 18 of chapter 6 of Hebrews. "That by two immutable things, two unchangeable things, in which it was impossible for God to lie." That word "impossible" literally means unable. God is unable to lie. So it is an impossibility that he should ever lie to us. It is an impossibility that any one of his promises should not be fulfilled. It is an impossibility that any part of his word will not come to pass. "In which it was impossible for God to lie, we might have a strong consolation who have fled for refuge to lay hold upon the hope set before us." Yes, God is unchangeable. He changes not, as he told Israel and tells us in the book of Malachi, chapter 3, and verse 6, as he tells us here in the book of Hebrews, chapter 6, and verse 18. He is unchangeable. That means his word, even, is unchangeable, will not change. His covenant with Israel will not change. He's going to keep it. He is going to save them. He's going to, their sins are going to be removed from them. Their iniquity gone. His angels come with him to execute his purposes. Matthew chapter 24, in our text, verse 31, he says, "And he shall send his angels." Notice, "he shall send his angels with a great sound of a trumpet, and they shall gather together his elect." That's sweet. He has his angels. Satan has his angels. That is, when Satan fell, there was a host of angels that followed Satan. They followed Satan. And they're his angels. But God has elect angels that did not fall, will not fall. And those angels are coming with him. He's sending them forth. Look with me at 2 Thessalonians. 2 Thessalonians in chapter 1. It seems like a verse that we've read, well, quite frequently. Especially since being in Ezekiel and now in Matthew 24. 2 Thessalonians chapter 1 and verse 7, it says, "And to you who are troubled, rest with us when the Lord Jesus shall be revealed from heaven." When the revelation, the second coming of the Lord Jesus Christ to the earth, which is what's talked about here in Matthew chapter 24. Matthew chapter 24 tells us nothing of the rapture. Tells us nothing of his appearing. But it deals with his revelation when he comes back to the earth. When the Lord Jesus shall be revealed from heaven with his, notice his angels, but notice that they are mighty angels. They are his mighty angels. He gives them might. He gives them power. He gives them the ability to war. They have ability from him to do his bidding. They are his messengers. He sends them. The word send there literally means he orders. He orders them and they assist or execute his purposes to gather together. Gather together his people. To gather together his elect and set up his kingdom. Going back to the book of Matthew in the 13th chapter. And if you remember anything about the 13th chapter of the book of Matthew, you ought to remember that this was when Jesus began to speak to the multitudes in parables. And his disciples, his apostles asked him, why are you speaking in parables? And basically, the short of it was, it is not given unto them to understand these things, to know these things. But unto you, my apostles, it is given to know. But in this 13th chapter, we want to begin reading with verse 41. Verse 41 says, the Son of Man shall send forth his angels, Jesus Christ, the Son of God, the Son of Man, shall send forth his angels, and they shall gather out of his kingdom all things that offend, and them which do iniquity, and shall cast them into a furnace of fire. There shall be wailing and gnashing of teeth. Then shall the righteous shine forth as the sun in the kingdom of their Father. Who hath ears to hear? Let him hear. Going down to verse 47. Again, the kingdom of heaven is like unto a net that was cast into the sea and gathered of every kind, which when it was full, they drew to shore and sat down and gathered the good into vessels, but cast the bad away. So shall it be at the end of the world, at the end of this age, at the end of the world. The angels shall come forth and sever, divide, separate the wicked from among the just, and shall cast them into the furnace of fire. There shall be wailing and gnashing of teeth. You see? So we see that his angels are coming with him, and they're going to gather together. They're going to separate the good from the bad, the righteous from the wicked. And we'll learn more about that as we get into the 25th chapter of the book of Matthew at some point in time, if Lord willing, if we get that far. But we'll learn more about that division. It goes into greater detail in the 25th chapter of the book of Matthew. Now, concerning these angels that come with him, his angels coming with him, the sound of the Jubilee trumpet is blown. The sound of the Jubilee trumpet. Let me get back to Matthew in chapter 24. in our text verse. He said, and he shall send his angels with a great sound of a trumpet. Great sound of a trumpet. Look with me in comparison. Look with me back into the book of Isaiah. The book of Isaiah in chapter 27. You see, these things were prophesied back in the Old Testament. This very happening was given to Israel. In chapter 27, and look with me at verse 12. And this shall come to pass in that day, that the Lord shall beat out from the channel of the river unto the stream of Egypt, and ye shall be gathered one by one, O ye children of Israel. And it shall come to pass in that day that the great trumpet shall be blown, and they shall come which were ready to perish in the land of Assyria and the outcast in the land of Egypt, and shall worship the Lord in the holy mountain at Jerusalem. And shall worship the Lord by the places it said in Mount Zion, at the holy mount at Jerusalem. This great trumpet, the Jubilee trumpet. What is significant of the Jubilee trumpet? You all remember what the year of Jubilee was? At the end of the 49 years, those who had, because they had gotten in straits, had sold their property, their possessions, and became servants to another, at the year, 50th year, was the year of release. They were to be set free, and they were to be returned their land. Is it beginning to click with you now? The Jubilee is in this trumpet sounding is the setting free of Israel and returning them to the land. The land which is theirs. It was theirs. It's still theirs. And they're going to be returned to it. You see the picture of the year of Jubilee and the picture of the end time events here mentioned in the book of Matthew in chapter 24. Turn with me to the book of Zechariah. The book of Zechariah in chapter 8. And we want to read a few verses here, beginning with verse 1. Zechariah 8 and verse 1 says, again the word of the Lord of hosts came to me, saying, thus saith the Lord of hosts, I was jealous for Zion with great jealousy, and I was jealous for her with great fury. Thus saith the Lord, I am returned unto Zion, and will dwell in the midst of Jerusalem. And Jerusalem shall be called a city of truth, and the mountain of the Lord of hosts, the holy mountain. Thus saith the Lord of hosts, there shall yet old men and old women dwell in the streets of Jerusalem, and every man with his staff in his hand for very age. And the streets of the city shall be full of boys and girls playing in the streets thereof. Thus saith the Lord of hosts, if it be marvelous in the eyes of the remnant of this people, in these days, should it also be marvelous in mine eyes, saith the Lord of hosts? Thus saith the Lord of hosts, behold, I will save my people from the east country and from the west country, and I will bring them, and they shall dwell in the midst of Jerusalem, and they shall be my people, and I will be their God in truth and in righteousness. Thus saith the Lord of hosts, let your hands be strong, ye that hear in these days these words by the mouth of the prophets, which were in the days that the foundation of the house of the Lord of hosts was laid, that the temple might be built. For before these days there was no higher for man, nor any higher for beast, neither was there any peace to him that went out or came in, because of the affliction. For I set all men, every one, against his neighbor. But now I will not be unto the residue of this people as in the former days, saith the Lord of hosts. I'll not be like that anymore as in the former days. For the seed shall be prosperous, the vine shall give her fruit, and the ground shall give her increase, and the heavens shall give their due, and I will cause the remnant of this people to possess all these things. Turn with me to chapter 9 of Zechariah. Chapter 9, look at verse 14. And the Lord shall be seen over them, and his arrow shall go forth as the lightning, and the Lord God shall blow the trumpet, and shall go with whirlwinds of the south. The Lord of hosts shall defend them, and they shall devour and subdue with sling stones, and they shall drink and make a noise as through wine, and they shall be filled like bowls and as the corners of the altar. And the Lord their God shall save them in that day as the flock of his people, for they shall be as the stones of a crown lifted up as an ensign upon his land. This is speaking concerning Israel, his elect people, Israel. Just as we've seen previously, this trumpet is to be distinguished from the one that sounds the rapture, the one that sounds at his appearing when the saved at that time are caught up. This is to be distinguished during what we call the first phase of his second coming. And we read, which we read of in 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, in verses 13 to 18, tells about the coming of the Lord in the air. He doesn't come to the earth, but he comes in the air. And the dead in Christ first rise, and we which are alive and remain are caught up with them in the air. We're caught up together in the air to be with the Lord. So that is to be distinguished. The trumpet that sounds in Matthew 24, in verse 31, is the trumpet that sounds the year of Jubilee for Israel, when they will be gathered back together and released, set free from Gentile dominion, set free from the trotting down of the Gentiles over the city of Jerusalem, and return to their land. In the usher in the millennial reign of the Lord Jesus Christ, when Israel shall dwell safely in the land, the time of prosperity that we read of there in Isaiah and in Zechariah, be restored to the land in that day. Shall we stand together?